Music, entertainment, black culture, we're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
Yo, what's good? Hold up, my energy was off. Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
Listen, y'all, this is deeper than a podcast. I'm trying to tell you to come sit down with us.
And today, we ain't got nobody here. It's just me and Mil.
It's just us today. D's flaked on us.
You just gonna have to rock out. You
feel me? Man, shit. Take it back to the day, man. Take it back to the day.
But how you doing today, Mil?
Shoot, bro, I've been pretty good, bro. How was your week?
Ah, rough. Not gonna lie, rough, yeah. You know, dealing with the breakup, you know it isn't easy. Mm-hmm. It's not. So, it's been a lot of anger, heartbreak, confusion, sadness. But one thing I did learn is feelings go away. It's okay. And it's okay not to be okay.
That was such a basic ass answer, dude.
I mean, it is what it is, bro.
Listen, feelings go away.
Feelings go away, bro. It's okay, bro. I ain't gonna cry. You know what? I feel as if I never cried over a woman before until just now.
Okay, so that means you really had like some feelings towards.
Yeah, her. And yeah, man, I ain't gonna cat you down, no twin. This is the first time I ever cried over a woman, bro.
Hey, bro, that's perfectly fine, bro. But that just shows that you really cared about her.
Yeah. And I guess I finally opened myself up enough to be vulnerable with that person, even through my past transgressions, and then shit just didn't work out. But it is what it is.
And see, I just wanted to go ahead and apologize to you and say, when you walked into Ohio with those tears in your eyes, I was holding back laughter. All right? I don't know why. Listen, maybe that's just how I handle tough situations. I'm sorry, though. That was not the time to laugh, but I was smiling a little bit, and I kind of felt bad after that.
It beats like that, though. I ain't tripping, because if I ain't gonna cap, if you and Troy would have walked in that bitch crying, Khalid, I'm laughing, and I'm not holding it back. Like, unless it's over some, like, unless you're like, bro, my mom died, I'm like,
oh. Oh, for sure.
I'm like, damn, my bad. Sure. But no, like, but that's how men get, I feel like that's how men help each other. I don't think that's healthy, but... Men don't help each other through like hugging and coddling each other. No, we flame the shit out of each other, call you a bitch, and then we move on about our business.
I ain't gonna lie though, you did worry me though. You did worry me for 1 second. Because I remember that day we texted, and I was like, what did I say to you? I said, you sent me a video. Hey, shout out to the supporter that recorded, 40 minutes into our video, but and sent it to somebody.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. You tried to expose us, but hey, you just showed that you show love and support.
I felt famous.
I ain't gonna lie. It made me feel good knowing that you sat there and watched for that whole entire time and screen.
And then you paid attention enough to want to screen record it and share it.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I appreciate you.
So anybody who watches our shit, like, share, it's okay.
Yeah, thank you again. Share, screen record more. If you feel like you can expose us some more, go ahead. Go for it.
Hell yeah.
But when you sent me that, I was like, okay. So you sent the video to me, and then I was like, you was like, bro, this is what she's mad at. And I was like, bro, fuck her. Like, I wasn't saying, like, man, fuck her. It was more like, man, fuck her, bro. She'll get over it. Like, I told you. I was like, hey, bro, this is what we do. Like, this is what we're trying to accomplish. And, like, sometimes we may say stuff out of our neck. And you just have to just suck it up and just be supportive. Because we're trying to entertain at the end of the day.
Yeah, and then that's what I was trying to explain. I was like, she didn't trip over the fucker. She tripped over what I said. And I was like, I mean, like, I understand you're angry at it because, like, I'm letting entertainment come in between us and your feelings. But at the end of the day, that's true, too. So it's like I have to find a balance with that. But that's only going to happen with time. Like, I can't know what's wrong to say until you find a problem with what I say.
But this is how I knew it was serious. Because when I was like, bro, fuck her. Like, get over it. Like, she's going to get over it, whatever. He was like, bro, it's not fuck her. I want to marry this girl.
I was like, oh, God. Right. Chat. Comment section. I was like, bro. I was like, bro, I'm trying to marry this girl, bro. I was like, pissed.
I was like, damn, bro. I felt so bad. I was like, damn, I just said, fuck this dude's wife, bro. I just said, fuck this dude's wife.
But no, like, in all honesty, it just shows, first of all, that people actually listen. Mm-hmm. 40 minutes in, and you found something to screen record? That means your ear was open. That's fine.
Do it again.
And second of all, it just shows from my end that the things that you say matter. Like, just because it doesn't matter to me and you, and we know that we're only joking and trying to entertain people, we still have people in our lives that we care about and that could be offended by what we say, but...
Is that going to stop us, though?
It's not going to hold us back.
I don't think that's going to hold us back, bro.
Yeah, that can't be something that holds us back.
You can't sit here and let stuff like that hold you back from... You know, success. Yeah. We want success after
that. Yeah, we do want success.
And it's one of those things where it's like, success or your feelings temporarily.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find something else to get mad at.
And I won't know what makes you mad until I make you mad. Mm. You never know what somebody has an issue with until you see that. I mean, of course, there's simple things that people just know.
Right.
But on a simple basis, like, not speaking to this girl specifically, but just in general, you will never know that you offended somebody until they're offended.
Right.
So that's when you learn. You learn from things like this. You don't... That's what I took it as. I took it as a learning lesson opposed to a, damn, I'm fucked up for saying that.
Now, the real question is, right, if this is your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is your wife, your future wife. I don't know where y'all are in terms right now, but again, let's just say you have a future wife out there that doesn't like what you're saying on the pod. And she was even, at one point, saying, I'm... Choose between the pod... Or me. What you doing, bro?
I don't think a person I'd marry would say that. On God. Hey, you gotta think about it, bro. If we bringing in money from it.
Yeah.
What they gonna say? You want the bills paid? make my money. What you wanna go? You wanna go back to human resources? Fuck? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't wanna marry somebody who would make me make that decision like that, because I would never tell somebody to choose something that they enjoy doing or being with me. I will always find a way to make that work, and I hope I can find somebody who is like that as well.
Right, I feel you. Because honestly, I think about this on a daily. And I'm like, bro, I love podcasting because I see it as like a source of therapy. Like, I don't, like, outside of here, I don't talk that much, bro. And like, outside of here, I don't talk to people that much. I'm very, not shy, I just standoffish at times.
And I ain't gonna lie, bro, this really isn't even a podcast. It really just be me and Million chopping it up, and y'all like it.
Yeah, for real. And then we just have people, come and sit down with us and chop it up with us, too. Because I'm a good conversationalist. Like, I feel like I am, but you just gotta get me there. And this is the perfect time to be at. Like, anybody that sits in these chairs, you're gonna have a good conversation with us. You're gonna have a great time with us, bro, for real, man.
But speaking of this whole love and shit, you at the Oscars, you smacking somebody over a joke.
But was he really smacking somebody over a joke, though, or was it his wife, bro?
Okay, so I enjoy comedy. It was a joke. Plain and simple. Like, it's no way to put it around. No way to go around that. Like, if... It's not like he said something about the August Alsina situation. He said he made a joke about a bald head. People make fun of bald men all the time.
Damn, you do have a good point. And blaming us.
And I'm not trying to make it like a man versus woman thing. I just felt like, and alopecia isn't like a don't get me wrong, it's a disease, but it's not gonna kill you. You're just gonna be a beautiful hairless woman. That's literally all she is. She is a beautiful bald woman. And I understand that the joke may have offended her, but at the end of the day, it's a joke.
So you're not finna fight for your woman?
Like, I didn't say that.
What I'm saying is, like, if she... Okay, so you with your girl, and the nigga just starts flaming her ass and cooking her ass. And you're just like... And you're just laughing at it, but then she gets irritated by it. And she's like, babe, you're not gonna do nothing about that?
And I say, hey, bro, you gotta chill.
And what if he doesn't chill?
Then you gotta slap him. But Will Smith never gave that, hey, bro, you gotta chill. But he just went up there...
But see, I was also, like, listening to a different podcast, and they was talking about how... Remember when they was boycotting the Oscars?
Yeah.
And Chris Rock said some slick stuff then. And I'm sure Will Smith had to check him about that. And it's like, keep my wife's name out your mouth. And then he said some slick shit this year. And then Will had to remind him to keep my wife's name out of your mouth, bro. And that's how I see it. I just see it as a black man protecting his woman, bro.
I see both angles of it, right? Because I enjoy, like I said, I enjoy comedy. So when I seen Will go up there, I saw the vulnerability of a man. You know what I'm saying? I saw that even though he took it as comedy, because he laughed about it. But when you see that hurt in your woman's eye, that means a lot to some people. And when, like, women have a lot of control over men. Like, they have more control than we think that they do.
Dude, I tell people this all the time. They think, like, girls really do run the world. Yes. Bro. Niggas do half of the shit that they do only for women. Only for women.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, when Will Smith thought it was funny, it was funny. But when Jada, oh, fuck no.
That's
like,
nice,
you just,
bro.
Like, that, women can turn you like that in an instant, bro.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, honestly, bro, real shit, bro. If you sit there and talk to a gangbanger, they're not finna tell you, like, if we keep it real, like, 100% real, most of them niggas is just there for bitches. Like, I'm sorry, bitches. Females. Like, they're trying to get attention from females. Yeah. You know, looking like a gangster, being a gangbanger, slapping somebody,
type of women that
shoot
they like.
Somebody, it's gonna attract some type of woman. Yeah. That's why we have females talking about, where the hood niggas at? Where the hood niggas at? And once a nigga hears that, oh, they looking for hood niggas? Oh,
let me go get them.
Let me go ahead and become a hood nigga.
I mean, it's the same way in college, though. That's why some niggas join frats.
Hey, you're not lying, bro. That's exactly what it is. Women really just don't understand the type of influence that they have over this world. And I think, I honestly am a firm believer that if men were only in the world, like, this would be the worst place ever.
Yeah.
Like, these decorations, honestly, let's keep it a bean. Like, we didn't even think about decorating our wall until Ken gave us that decoration.
Yeah, and said something about it. Like,
and said something about the wall. Yeah. Right? You know what I mean? So it's like, bro, men are so simple. But again, simple doesn't bring fun.
Yeah.
Doesn't bring art. Doesn't bring all type of things. Women bring that aspect to the world on top of the knowledge. You know? And I really do appreciate that. But it also brings hard times to other men, because now it's like, happy wife, happy life. And it's like, oh, damn, like, I have to do whatever it is to make this woman feel good.
And that's how I felt, like, for a point. I was like, damn, like, when we was happy, I was happy. And now that we not happy, like, oh, fuck.
Bro,
I don't even want to talk about how I was feeling, bro.
That is so true, bro. Like, whenever she's happy, shit, I'm happy, bro.
But if she not, bro, I want to do anything to make sure she okay. True-ish or bullish? Do you think that love is truly unconditional?
I don't think that there is such thing as unconditional love. And maybe this could come from my trust issues that I need to go get help from. I need to go get help with. But I always thought, like, even as a little kid, like, preachers would talk about how, you know, like, I'm telling you, as a little kid, there, I'm in the church, and he's talking about how he loves us and everything like that.
Yeah.
And he loves us with all our heart. He loves us like God loves us and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But my little sick, little twisted mind was like, oh, but do you love me more than your son, though? And then I would just be like, oh, you don't love me like your son, so is it really unconditional? Or, like, what if I was, like, put in a situation where, you know, you had to only save me or your son? You're gonna choose your son because you love him more than me. And if you probably love somebody more than your son. I don't think there is such thing as unconditional love unless it's, like, with yourself.
I agree and disagree with that statement. I feel like unconditional love has layers. Like, because a lot of time, I feel like men, like, I thought you were gonna bring up that point where, like, the only person who loves you unconditionally is your mother. Your mother can kill somebody. Like, you kill somebody, your mom will help you hide your body. Like, I feel like you shouldn't search for that type of unconditional love from women that you're sexually attracted to. First of all, because that's weird. Second of all...
But why would you want it from your mom?
No, I'm saying, like, unconditional love, like a mother's type of unconditional love. Your mom will love you through anything.
Facts. But you don't want that in a relationship?
No. There should be certain things that I do that you should have to check me on. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're not in a relationship. Your mom's job is to coddle you, is to hold you, is to make sure that you're doing everything correctly, is to make sure that you're being a good man. She's like, that's your mom's job. Your woman's job is to support you, is to be there for you when you need her, and just to help you grow as a person. So I feel like at a point in time, you can have unconditional love for somebody, but if you guys grow in two different directions, I mean, I guess that's a condition, but it wouldn't have technically been a condition in every scenario, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, bro, the only person that we literally, like, there's, instinctively, you're always going to choose yourself.
Yeah.
You're always going to choose what's better for self. And you are the only person that loves you unconditionally, because you're the only person that cares about you the most, more than anybody else. Nobody loves you more than you. That's the only, that's, I've came to that conclusion that the only unconditional love, I don't know why we keep searching for it from everybody else, is within ourselves. Nobody is going to love us forever, and I mean it. Huh. It all disappears, it all leaves eventually.
Who hurts you?
And there's no such thing as soulmates either, bro.
But oh, you're tripping, twin.
There's no such thing as soulmates.
I believe in soulmates. I believe in all that shit. I believe in love at first sight, soulmates, unconditional love. But now that I think about the way I define unconditional love, there was a condition to it. So I want to say it all boils down to your definition of what unconditional love is and what you're looking for in a person. If you're looking for a person to truly be like your mom, and you can do anything wrong and that person sticks beside you, then I guess that's unconditional love to you, and that doesn't exist. But if you're looking for somebody to be real with you, and to, even though you fuck up, and they'll be like, look, I love you, but I can't even rock with that no more, then that's, to me, that's unconditional love, and that does exist.
No, I don't think that's unconditional love. I think the first thing that you said is unconditional love, but I did not say that that's healthy. Like, yeah. if you want somebody that's going to sit there and, you know, like you said, coddle you like your mom, and isn't going to correct you when you're doing wrong. Like you said, if I had a girl that would bury, would, like, if I killed somebody and she would help me
bury the dead body.
I mean, that is kind of a ride or die. I ain't gonna lie. That kind of is a ride or die. But if I'm out here doing some really sick stuff and she's not saying anything behind it, then you're not helping me better me. You know?
Yeah, but so that plays into what I said then.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. I agree, but
you don't think that's unconditional though?
That's not unconditional. That's not unconditional is toxic. Unconditional is toxicity, insanity, because unconditional, for it's a really, like I said, unconditional is loving somebody like you would love yourself, bro. And that's damn near impossible to do.
You always, but like as a human, and human nature, you're instinctively placed on this earth to survive. Like, at the core of everything, the reason why civilization is held together is you want to survive. And that urge for survival translates into relationships. That's why some people do the shit that they do. Like, they saw, oh shit, I did that in the past, that got me fucked over, so this is how I'm gonna protect myself now. So just in case this ends up happening, I can say, oh yeah, I already did this, so it don't even matter. So like, we're, as human instinct, our first thing is always ourselves.
Yeah.
And for a relationship, that doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying. So unconditional love does not exist.
But I don't know, I can't agree with that.
I feel like even moms don't give unconditional love. I just seen a video. I kid you not. I just seen a video where this Rottweiler attacked a little boy. Right?
Yeah.
Like, came out of nowhere and attacked the little boy, and the mom was right there. She sat there and damn near threw the little boy first and ran. Like, damn, mom. Like, what is going on? Like, what is going on?
That's me first mentality. That's fight or flight. Niggas can't help that.
Is fight or flight, though.
That's
like,
not me.
Unconditional love. Like, that's her unconditionally loving herself. Even when it comes down to her child, she's choosing herself over her child.
If I was a father, I wouldn't have did that. But if I was me and you, and it's me and you, that Rottweiler coming, I'm throwing your ass and I'm out that bitch.
I've seen also another video where dogs just attacked this dude, and he got on top of the car, and his daughter was just sitting there screaming for help.
Oh, hell no.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's his first thing that he did, I would have picked.
But that's fight or flight, though.
That's fight or flight, and it's... But that's just the
That's what I was saying, though. That fight or flight mentality is engraved in us. Like,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, art... The whole reason why civilization is being held together is purely because if we all go crazy out this motherfucker, we're scared to see what would happen.
Yes. Unconditional love is insanity. No, I'm sorry. Unconditional love is selfishness. It's being selfish with you. Like, it's selfishness. That's all it is.
I feel like, but that's true unconditional love. I'm talking about unconditional love within a relationship.
Bro, you are trying to change words up and everything. There's only one right and there's only one wrong, bro.
That's where you're wrong. The world is so broad. You have to think about the things that think about things to think about things.
If a woman leaves you,
uh-huh,
it's not unconditional love.
It is, though.
No, it's not.
Because the reason, like...
She doesn't want to be with you anymore.
That's not... But being with somebody doesn't... Not being with somebody doesn't mean that you don't love them. Not being with somebody is like, look, I don't have the energy, the strength, the whatever it takes to continue this relationship if you're going to do this, that, and the third. So, yes, I love you. But at the end of the day, like you said, me first. If you continuously dog somebody out, you can't expect them to want to stay with you the next day.
But that's not unconditional love then, bro.
That is unconditional.
No, it's not. Again, unconditional love is you're sticking through. You're sticking through whatever, bro. We can agree and say that unconditional love, you unconditionally love yourself.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to depart from yourself?
No. I mean, yes.
I mean, not by choice. Right? But if you had the choice to be somebody else, would you?
Ooh. Can we go back to that question? Because I want to have a whole conversation about
that. We can go back to this. Just answer it, though, for the sake of this.
All right. So if I had the opportunity to be somebody else, would I?
Yes. I'm talking about, like...
Do I get to pick who I get to be?
You get to pick who you want to be.
Can I be Elon Musk with melanin in a deep voice?
It has to be... Why would you want to change yourself, though?
You wouldn't want to be Elon Musk. Like, imagine if Elon Musk was black and had a deep voice. You wouldn't want
to
be that.
No, because you have
you're
to
tripping.
No, bro, you have to understand, bro. Elon Musk has went through certain things that only Elon Musk could face.
Yeah.
Only Elon Musk could go through. I cannot go through what Elon Musk went through. I've been going through what I've been going through, and there's a reason behind it. And I'm going through what I'm going through, and only I can handle it.
Yeah.
Or only I want to handle it. Like, I love myself.
You're the only person who is going to be able to handle it. And that's what I came to realize with the whole situation I'm in now. Like, I was reaching out to other people trying to figure out, well, shit, what did I do? Where did I go wrong? What can I do to fix this? Nobody has that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows. The only person who knows what to do to fix this is you and the person that you're with. In most cases in life, the only person who knows how to fix the situation is your damn self. No matter how much therapy you go to, I'm still a strong proponent of therapy. But like, the only person who can fix you is you.
Facts, bro. That's facts. And that's why I don't understand, not to like get on you or anything, but I don't know. Like, I was just like, bro, if I'm going through something like that, I'm gonna handle that shit by myself. Damn near, I ain't letting nobody know what's going on. I might talk about it, but I damn sure ain't crying in front of somebody. That's just me personally.
See, me, like, I don't cry in front of people. That's how you know that shit hurt for real. I don't show my emotions, like, ever. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I started crying in front of y'all, I truly couldn't control it.
I feel it.
Like, it was just one of those things where it was either I cry or I punch some shit. Mm-hmm. And it ain't shit in there for me to punch.
Mm-hmm.
So I cry. It wasn't like, that's just how I am, though. Like, my dad never told me men don't cry. My dad said, men cry, suck that shit up, and keep it pushing. So that's what I do. I cry, suck that shit up, keep it pushing.
I'm going to teach my kid, especially my son, maybe this is toxic masculinity. Maybe it'll change when I get older and I actually start seeing my son and stuff like that. Yeah. My sons, I want more than one. But I am a strong component that, like, men... Well, we can show weakness.
You see, but weakness...
Well, I just don't... It just... Like, nobody gives a fuck. That's the only thing that I want to say. Like, women crying and men crying, who do you fucking think that people are going to help first?
A woman.
Right. Like, but, like we're...
But honestly, that's how we're trained, though. When you see a man crying, your ideology isn't, oh, shit, let me go get that nigga a hug. No. What we think when we see a man cry is, man, let that nigga figure it out. I've been there before. I know how to do it. Like, you ever been to the gym and you see the nigga about to break down in tears just working? You're not like, yo, let me hop in and do some sets with you. You're like, oh, yeah, that nigga's finna get a good workout.
The only thing that a nigga's getting out of me when he's crying is, you straight, bro.
You're not even getting...
And I might... You go get an ear. I mean, of course you could... Like, any of my niggas could sit there and talk to me. I mean, I'm not gonna be like, nigga, stop telling me about this shit. I'm just going... But I just genuinely think that we don't care... Maybe that's why men should stay so close with each other, is because, like, what do they tell us as kids? Like, I mean, not as kids, but, like, if some dangerous shit goes down, men are last.
Yeah.
Women first, children.
And it's then women and maybe children. Your ass.
And maybe your ass. That's what I'm saying. Even if you're 16, if it's a 16-year-old boy, you're a man. And yeah, damn near
maybe
eyes.
Maybe your ass.
Sad to say, you're going to have to handle this shit by yourself.
But, like, in terms of crying in front of people, it is all, everything is in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes it can be a sign of strength. Sometimes it can be a sign of weakness. It just all depends on who looks at it. In my perspective, I feel like you just have, it depends on the situation as well.
Like Will Smith when he cried up on stage after slapping a nigga. Like, that honestly. I was just like, nigga, what the fuck is you crying for?
That's weak.
Like, what are you sitting here like?
I ain't gonna cap, because it was weak as hell to go smack that nigga. I never said that. Like, I agree with Chris Rock. Like, I feel like Chris Rock handled himself accordingly. He handled himself well.
Oh, he
didn't ruin the show.
Professional.
And for Will Smith to go over there and start crying after ruining the Oscars, that shit was lame as fuck. And I'll be the first nigga to tell you, I'm a strong proponent in men crying. Like, cry, nigga. Like, don't be a fucking bitch and try to hold that shit in, nigga, cry. But at the end of the day, it's certain tears that should be viewed differently. And those tears, that nigga's a fucking actor, bro. He did that shit on purpose. Like, I don't believe those tears. But real tears, like, a nigga that you see always happy, and that nigga sitting in the room corner cry, ask him if he okay at least. And that don't show weakness. That show he's strong enough to let that shit go and keep it pushing.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never really cried in front of people. If I cry, I'm crying by myself.
I never have either until the other day.
I
was like, damn,
like
I told
you. You was going through it, though.
Yeah. And I told y'all I was finna pull up, so I was like, man, fuck it. Like, I'm not finna bail on y'all. But I ain't, and at that point, when I said that, I ain't know I was, like, there. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So by the time I had pulled up and I sat down and I read a message in my phone, I was like, oh, shit. Well, here it comes. That's why I Trello, I sit next to me, I'm like, let me just go be myself by myself real quick. Let this shit out. I was gonna go to the car. I was like, nah, I told you nigga I was gonna be with him. So it just got that shit out, kept pushing.
So tell me something, right? I was thinking about my heartbreak that I had a year ago. It's coming up on a year. But with your heartbreak, what really hurt? Was it the fact that she was... Was it the fact that she was breaking up with you? Or was it the really just the fact that, like, she wasn't yours anymore?
Nah, it had nothing to do with her. My heartbreak was really self-inflicted. I messed up. I did things in the past that I wasn't supposed to do. I was being flirtatious and shit like that. So, my heartbreak was, damn, all this shit could have been avoided if I just would have kept my fucking mouth shut. Or kept my fucking phone in my pocket, you feel me? So that's really what my heartbreak was. It was like, damn, I could have did this, that, and the third to make it better. It wasn't that I don't feel like she doesn't want to be with me. It wasn't that I don't feel like she doesn't love me. It wasn't that I don't feel like this, that, and the third. Like, although she might have said things that would have led any average person to believe that, I don't feel like it's none of that. I feel like the only thing that ruined this relationship was myself, and that's what broke me the most. It's the fact that all the pain that I caused her and I'm causing myself could have easily been avoided if I would have been a better boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like the number one thought in my mind. It's like, damn, I could have did better. And this is the consequences. Like, I don't feel as if, a lot of times I get away scot-free. Like, I don't really do much. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't go out, like, for real. So, like, it's like, that was my wake-up call that life is real. You fuck up, you pay for your consequences. Like, I've never did anything to the magnitude of me fucking up and living with the consequences till then. Like, crazy shit. I mean, of course, if I got in trouble in school, I get suspended. But this is the first time I felt like a real-life scenario of me, of my actions causing something bad to happen to myself. So that was the, not only myself, but to, of course, her. But in this specific situation, I'm speaking on how that, like, affected me.
So you was crying pretty much just because you fucked up?
Yeah, I was crying. Like, I was really angry at myself. That was the first thing I felt. A lot of confusion because we've had conversations about the things I did. And then, the whole reason for the breakup, I didn't feel like it wasn't that I did that shit in the past. It was the fact that she was able to think about it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, if I don't ever, she, like, you know what I'm saying? She would have nothing to think about. And also, I mean, losing her actually, I mean, it plays a ginormous part into it because I really enjoy being around her and everything that we had going on as individuals and using it as a, and building all that stuff together as a unit. I really enjoy that aspect of our relationship. So just knowing that she's going to be doing her business stuff by herself and I can't help her with that and make any flyers, help her with captions, like, that shit hurts me. And knowing that she can't help us do this is like, damn, like, that was like our thing. Like, we supported each other. So it's like, I felt like I was losing a support system and almost like a best friend.
So, okay, even better question. If she was to cheat on you, would that make the breakup a lot easier?
If she were to cheat on, like, do to me what I did to her, would that make it easier for me to get, like, move on from her? I've been cheated on before. And that's probably plays a role into why I did what I did. So, I would want to say, with her, I don't think so.
It still would have hurt the same?
I think it still would have hurt the same. Because I know at the end of the day, she wouldn't have did it without me doing it first. You feel me? So, yeah, nah.
So, you still would have blamed yourself?
I still would have found a way to blame me. In other situations when I was cheated on, I was like, I didn't do nothing. Like, I look like a fool. This is the only situation where I made somebody else look like a fool.
That's some real stuff that you say that because that's how I was feeling when I was going through my breakup. Like, oh, I could have done so much better. I started blaming myself. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, I was so terrible. Later on, I started to realize, like, hey, I don't need to go so hard on myself because she wasn't perfect either. But I was watching this Will Smith video earlier when he was at the Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
And I read his book also. I keep on saying that, but that was a great book. But
I can't read. Like, Million was playing this audiobook in the car, and I had started singing the song, bro. I ain't never pissed this nigga off so bad, bro. And he said, damn, bro, can you shut up for 10 minutes? I'm like, my fault, bro. Don't interrupt Million's audiobook. I promise you, he's going to get pissed.
But for real, though, bro, for real. So he was just talking. He gave a story about how he was in. He threw this big old party for, I think it was either her birthday or her anniversary. Spent so much money, rented out a hotel for a week type stuff, and he had stuff, big events planned for our whole entire week. And then he also did this thing where he brought out her favorite artist, Mary J. Blige. He went and bought something about his ancestry. So he was able to go back and, like, show, like, her ancestors and everything. Like, he spent a grip of money on her.
Yeah.
And he put a lot of thought into it. But they got home, she was like, that was the biggest display of ego that you've ever showed. And she hated it all. Like, that's how she felt. And Will Smith's response was, well, now is it was. Like, she was right and I was wrong. And I'm like, bro,
that's
like,
nah.
That's twisted, bro. That's twisted.
I like, okay, so in situations like that, as a partner, you should understand how people love. And I say this all the time. The way I show love is in monetary value. My thing is you should understand how people love, right? So the way I love is I express love in monetary value. Like, I go buy you things. I buy you things that you like. I'll buy you flowers, necklaces, whatever. Like, if food, help you do things that you want to do. Like, that's my way of expressing love. So some people don't accept that as a way of expressing love, but like, some people just want to be held. They want to be told that they're beautiful. They want to be, you know what I'm saying? But I feel as if when you're with people, everybody should understand each other's, or both parties should understand each other's love language. So if you know that your partner is the type of person who needs to be held, kissed on, reassured, provide that while also showing her you love her through the way that you love her, and vice versa. Jada should have understood that Will shows love through monetary value, and she should have appreciated the fact that she showed love opposed to seeing it as an egotistical thing.
Right. And I was looking through the comments, of course they was going in on her, but it was one of those things where I was like, man, I wouldn't have done nothing. I would have done nothing close to that. Even when I do get money, like, I'm just not a thoughtful person, honestly. Yeah. I'd prefer to give you, like, I'd rather just give you money. Like, on some real stuff and just could keep it pushing. But he put thought into it. Yes, it was expensive, but, like, he had days planned, bro. Like, he's been planning this for, like, a year or so.
Yeah.
I have not gone that far for any woman's gift yet.
A year in advance. I've gone pretty far for a gift. And I never had the opportunity to give that gift. But just know I went pretty far for a gift.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. Hopefully I will one day.
Dang, for real?
For real. I went pretty hard for one.
What you get?
Can't even say it's one.
Can't even say
it. Can't even say it's one. Don't want to jinx it. I just know I went. I went pretty hard for a gift.
Okay. That's fair. The most I've spent on a gift was Walmart. I went to Walmart. That's the... And
Jared's.
I mean, again, it's trust issues, bro. Because it's like, if I spend all this money on you and you still end up leaving me, it's just like, what's the point? That's just how I feel. Like, it's just, I don't know, bro.
No, I feel you, though. Like, but I never let that aspect of, that's one thing I don't do. I never let that aspect of, shit, you might leave me in the end, ever haunt me. I regardless of who I'm with, and I just hope I keep that. I don't want to be so damaged to where I'm like, damn, shit gonna be over in the end anyways. You know what I'm saying?
That's just how it is, though, bro. Like, at the end of the day, relationships just don't last, bro.
They can, but people make mistakes, and that make what makes them not last. So that's what I'm saying, like, it should be a certain limit of mistake that you take, but you have to allow people to grow while you're in a relationship.
I promise y'all, like, if I'm in a relationship with you and I feel like I trust you, like, I'm giving you all of me, like, I guarantee it, like, all of me, I'll sit there and, like, really just sit there and be like, you know, like, I'm cool with being a homebody, like, going out to work and then coming straight home and just spending my time with you. Or, like, shoot, you don't have to be right next to me while we spend the time. As long as I know you in the house and you ain't cheating and you ain't, and you still love me, we Gucci. Like, I'm cool with that. Like,
we calling this the L2M Simpcast. Episode 1. Welcome to L2M Simpcast.
Oh, man. But it's just one of those things where I have to get to the point to where I can trust you.
Yeah.
And I just... out of the females that I've met so far, it's just like, I only met one that I could trust, and she broke that. She broke that trust.
And I feel the same way, but I wasn't the person who broke that trust. I mean, she wasn't the person who broke that trust. I was.
And when I say broke the trust, it's not like she cheated on me. I don't think I caught her in the act of cheating. It's just like she left, and I was like, I know we could have worked through it. Like, I know we could have worked.
We could have worked this out.
I'm sad.
But I guess things change. Sometimes other people's success bring pain. When a person has it all, you're no longer involved.
The person has it all.
I just need you to
say something, baby.
She didn't even wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, that's sick.
That hurt, bro.
That's sick.
That hurt.
She's a sick individual.
Nah, I'm saying this year, man.
Yeah, she's sick.
For real?
Yeah.
Because I thought I was tripping. I was like, maybe, I was waiting on that happy birthday. And, yo, thank you to everybody that wished me happy birthday. I guarantee you, I love, like it surprised the hell out of me. Because I don't like telling people my birthdays. But I was like, you know, it is my birthday. Let me let people know it's my birthday. So I let them know in less than 24 hours. I let them know on the day of, I posted, and so many people wished me happy birthday. Thank you again for all those people that did that. It showed so much love. But I was waiting on one specific person.
And you know what? Sometimes, my mom told me something the other day. She was like, if you're waiting for somebody and they never come, that means that's not the person you need to be waiting for.
I like that. That one.
I like that, bro. That's so true, bro. That's so true. And that, it just showed, that really just showed me more than anything, like, it's time to get over it.
Yeah, especially, like, if there's a certain point in, like, you had the time for, you waited for this day because you thought that was going to be the thing that brought her out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Elsewhere on Simpcast.
Who we simping? Who we simping? Hey, we might have to cut this, bro. I don't get this sympathetical.
Let us know if we simping or if we just be a little lover boy.
Like I said, CLB. Man, this is our form of therapy.
But yeah, not for real though. Yeah. I felt that. But how was your birthday though?
Shoot, bro, it was a nice little time. I didn't do much. I don't be planning. I don't do things big for my birthday. Like I said, I don't.
Do you think you should though?
Nah, not really, bro. I like to just stay low key with my stuff.
Cause like I haven't. When was the last time you celebrated your birthday?
Last year. Y'all, you remember? Y'all went with me. We went to Crazy Bull.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I remember.
Yeah, that was 21.
Yeah. That's a fact. Cause we walked in the bar and you was like, hey bro, like I turned 21 at midnight. Like don't put that shit on my hand, bro. We good. Yeah. Don't X me out, twin. Like we're good.
Yeah,
and then the white dude was like, I got you, bro. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, that was a nice little
night. That was a nice night. This is a little secret. Me and Khalil strolled for the first time ever that night.
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah, that was the first time we ever strolled. We was not supposed to stroll yet. We were not out. We had just finished crossing. Like we still had to go wait for probate. Probate was like a week later. Mm-hmm. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
We killed that bit though.
I seen it. Yeah, that I don't be like I don't like that much attention for real. Like, I don't know how that just makes me feel weird. I don't know. That's just me personally. I don't know.
Me, like, the last time I celebrated my birthday, like, had a birthday party. Shit, I might have been, like, 10. Like, I just don't like, I can't say it's like we're saying we don't like being the center of attention, but, like, this
we're
is.
We're still trying to get to the center of attention.
But like, on days like that, like, I don't feel like my birthday is about me, it's about celebrating the fact that I'm still here. And the way that I celebrate the fact that I'm still here and I'm still alive and I'm still chucking is by being with my family. Like, you can ask anybody. Every single birthday I've had since I was, like, 11 years old, only thing I ask for is a family dinner. That's it. I don't ask to go out. I don't ask for no gifts. People have to ask me, like, nigga, you better tell me what you want or you ain't getting shit. All I want to be is around my family and celebrating the fact that I was able to rotate around the sun one more time. You feel me? Like, that's all I care about on my birthday.
I feel it. When I was on my birthday, I've never celebrated a birthday. Like, my mom, she would ask, do you want me to throw you one? Or she would say, like, she would try and, like, sneak it, but then I would be like, Mom, don't do it. Like, I don't want you to throw a birthday party. Part of it was because I was like, hey, if nobody shows up, my feelings are going to be hurt. And that's gonna be the worst birthday party
I've ever had. That fear though.
I don't know, bro.
One thing I think my humanly flaws, I lack the fear. I lack the fear of rejection. I lack it, like, and that's a bad thing. It's good in certain scenarios, but it's very bad. Mm-hmm. It's something I need to work on. Not saying that I need to control my lack of fear. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I don't have that. I don't have that fear at all.
It's just, I don't know. It's not the lack of, I don't, rejection doesn't scare me. That's not what scares me. It's just like finding out that people that I like really trusted doesn't pull through for me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I know I'm gonna pull through from you. Like, cause I'm telling you, once you get me as a friend or like as somebody that I can trust, I guarantee you, bro, like you're in there for life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna do no snake shit to you. I'm always gonna look out for you. That's just the type of person I am. And if I get to that point and you do some snake shit, like, that shit's gonna kill me, bro. That shit's gonna kill me. I'm gonna be so pissed off. I don't know.
So, Million.
Yeah.
Wait, first of all, I felt you on that snake shit.
I'm already
on that. A deep level. I ain't gonna get too much on that, but I felt that one. But, alright, so if I die, right?
Yeah.
What are the lights that your lights still look good though.
Alright. Okay, bet.
Yeah. So if I die, right? Would you put me in a casket and throw me on a podcast one more time? Stand me up, feel my body.
Might as well. Shit. I wouldn't be cool with seeing a dead body. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'd get squeamish and I'll be a little insane if I'm still talking to a dead body. You know? That's kind of weird.
Bro, it could be you and DeAsia and I'm just chilling. Sit right.
All right, Trey, so how was your day? No, bro. I lost my mind at that point. Y'all need to go get some help for real.
But no, for real, because you sent me this video earlier, and it was that rapper Gunu from Florida, bro. They literally had this man's dead body on stage, bro.
What?
But it reminded me of a bar. If I forgot who said this shit, but he was like, "Throw a party when I die. I just want to die festive."
Mm-hmm.
I kind of agree with it. It's a lot of rap bars about death that I agree with. Mac Miller said this one bar. He said, "I want to go out the same way I came in, right by the pussy with nothing on my mind."
Yeah, that's facts.
I've held on to that bar since I was 16. Like that's been in the back of my head. Like if I die, just let me have sex with my wife one more time and then right by the pussy with nothing on my mind.
I just like when I die, I do want to party. Cause at the like I want to party. I want to party. All
right.
I don't want too many tears. I don't want people feeling sad. I want people to, you know, enjoy. Honestly.
Celebrate your life.
Celebrate my life. Because honestly, my one thing that I really want when I die is for, like, when I say reaching millions, the people that I've talked to pull up to the funeral. That shit would be so hard.
That would be fun.
That shit would be so hard.
The whole party when you die thing, I've seen it firsthand. It don't go as good as you think. Like, it was this person my mom grew up with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go to the party. Neither did my mom. But my aunts told us about it. Because she was like, I can't go to no party for a dead person. Like, this isn't going to be a fun event. And my aunts came back with that same inclination. Like, it wasn't fun. People were still sad. They were just sad to cookout music and food and punch. Like it maybe our generation will be able to do a festive funeral a lot better, but that one wasn't it. So like I don't think I would want that in death. I want my life to be celebrated traditionally. Like let's go, let's have a funeral, let's cry about it, and y'all niggas gotta move the fuck on. I don't want people thinking about me too long after I die. I want them to think about the lessons that I gave them, about the value that I might have added to their life. But do I want you to dwell on the fact that I died? Hell no. Life keeps going. When I die, the earth is still gonna be here. Technology is still gonna be ever changing. Like, I just want my life to be meaningful to the individuals in which I impact. That's all I care about. I wanna be able to teach people shit. And again, or don't be, please, like, comment, subscribe, and Follow us on our Instagram page at Listening to Millions. Follow us on TikTok at Listening to Millions. Stay connected. I promise we're going to be there for you. Peace.